Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Today is December 27th. I'm JJ filling in for Glenn, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. Hope everyone had a great Christmas. In the news today from Manatee County, a motorcycle versus vehicle crash in Manatee County kills one unidentified 33-year-old man from Palmetto and leaves two uninjured. According to the release from the Florida Highway Patrol and responding troopers on scene said, a Chrysler SUV was traveling eastbound on Florida Boulevard approaching the intersection at Washington Street. A Kawasaki motorcycle was traveling westbound on Florida Boulevard approaching the intersection with Washington Street, traveling at a high rate of speed. The Chrysler then proceeded to make a left turn, traveling into the path of the motorcycle, which steered to try to avoid the crash but was unsuccessful, causing the motorcycle front to collide with the right side of the Chrysler. The unidentified 33-year-old driver of the motorcycle was pronounced dead on the scene by the Manatee County EMS, while 71-year-old and 70-year-old from Rockford, Michigan, were uninjured. The crash is still under investigation by the Florida Highway Patrol homicide units. And unfortunately, another fatality to tell you about. This one occurred this morning. A woman from Fort Myers was killed after driving through the center of a roundabout in Bonita Springs. The 23-year-old woman was driving her car east on Bonita Beach Road around 4 a.m. when she traveled through the center of a roundabout at the intersection of Radio Tower Road and collided with multiple trees. The car stopped within the roundabout area facing the north. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene by Lee County EMS. And jobs in the area, the city of Bowling Green has accepted applications for a laborer with the city's Public Works Department. Garbage collection, mowing, weed eating, litter cleanup, playground maintenance, etc. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Must possess a valid state of Florida Class C driver's license. All interested applicants can stop by the City Hall right there in Bowling Green at 104 East Main Street. Positions are open until filled. The City of Bowling Green is a drug-free workplace and equal opportunity employer. The City of Bowling Green's City Hall is closed today, but will reopen tomorrow. All right, still to come on Hardy Midday, we got your weather forecast next, agri news, farm news, financial news, business report, and sports report. All ahead right here when Hardy Midday returns.
Control and protect your debit card with First National Bank's Secure Lock Equip app. Secure Lock Equip is an app that puts the power to protect your card in your hands. Visit fnbwauchula.com to learn more.
I love living in a rural community where neighbors help neighbors, even if we don't always agree on sports teams, politics, or the COVID-19 vaccines. We all have our opinions. Getting vaccinated is your choice, and no one can make your mind up for you. Talk to your healthcare provider about your questions to help make a decision that's right for you. GetVaccineAnswers.org has the latest information to help you decide. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Whether at your local green market, corner grocery store, or neighborhood restaurant, you're supporting your community when you buy local.
Food grown right here by Florida farmers doesn't need to be shipped as far.
That saves fuel and cuts emissions.
Buying local is more than just supporting area businesses and growers.
It's buying fresh, wholesome, and delicious food for your family.
Products you trust from people you trust.
Fresh from Florida.
Good for the environment.
Good for the economy.
Good for you.
And And welcome back to Hardy Midday. Here's a look at your weather forecast for Hardy County, including the cities of Wauchula, Zolfo Springs, and Bowling Green. Right now, the relative humidity is 94%. Barometric pressure is 30.14 inches and steady. Your weather forecast, sunny today, high near 80, calm wind becoming southwest around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with an overnight low of 56, light and variable wind. For Tuesday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny, high near 82 degrees. Calm wind becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour later in the morning. That's your weather forecast. Now here's a look at your agri-news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Longtime U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson, a staunch advocate for Georgia agriculture throughout his 43-year legislative career, died on December 19th. He was 76. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, Isakson, who received the 2020 Georgia Farm Bureau Commodity Award, was a 9-time recipient of the Friend of Farm Bureau Award given by the American Farm Bureau Federation to members of Congress who vote in agreement with Farm Bureau on bills affecting agriculture. The nation's average gas price declined for the sixth straight week, down 2.9 cents from a week ago at $3.30 a gallon. The national average is down 11 cents from a month ago, but still $1.09 per gallon higher than a year ago. The national average for diesel declined 2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.58 per gallon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says the decline in gas prices will likely continue until new COVID cases slow down. The EPA recently extended the expiration deadline for pesticide applicator certification plans. The 2017 Certification of Pesticide Applicators final rule had set stronger standards for people who apply restricted-use pesticides and required authorities with existing certification plans to submit proposed modifications by March 4, 2020. Existing certification plans remain in effect until EPA completes its reviews and approves the proposed plan modifications, or until those plans expire on March 4th.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. Livestock producers may have one more tool to reduce the challenges that come with a difficult job. A bill that would create more price transparency in the marketplace introduced by Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota.
What this bill does is takes the information, basic non-confidential information from those alternative marketing agreements and makes it available. And it makes sure that there is a mechanism for that information to be put into resources that can actually be used by the independent cattle producers and the small feeders that are so critically important to this marketplace.
Johnson, who serves as the Republican leader of the Livestock and Foreign Agriculture Subcommittee, speaking in favor of H.R. 5609 in the House. He said the bill has broad support of both parties and a wide cross-section of the livestock industry, including the NCBA, the Farmers Union, the National Farm Bureau, and the Livestock Marketing Association.
Good people who have come together and understand that while this does not solve the problem, it is a critically important step and moving us in the right direction.
Cattlemen say the information potentially would help cattle producers know if they are being offered a fair price for their stock in a market where a handful of meatpackers control the processing.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
All right, thank you so much. Now here's a look at your business news, stock market report, and the sports.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. Airlines canceled hundreds of flights as the Omicron variant causes schedule and staffing problems during the busy holiday travel season. Delta Airlines and United Airlines together canceled more than 600 flights on Friday and Saturday. As of early Friday, Delta canceled 149 flights on Friday and 188 for Christmas Day. That's according to FlightAware. Other factors such as weather are also causing cancellations. A Moscow court on Friday slapped Google with a nearly $100 million fine and also fined Facebook's parent company, Meta, $27 million over their failure to delete content banned by local law as Russia seeks to step up pressure on technology giants. A district court ruled that Google repeatedly neglected to remove the banned content and ordered the company to pay an administrative fine of about 7.2 billion rubles. That's about $98.4 million. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Chiefs wrap up their sixth consecutive AFC West crown, improved to 11-4 with a 36-10 rout of the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes, 258 yards and three touchdowns. Joe Burrow threw for a franchise record 525 yards and four TDs, and the Bengals took sole possession of first place in the AFC North, 41-21 over the Ravens. Burrow broke Boomer Esiason's team record of 522 yards. Josh Allen threw for three touchdowns, and the Bills hung on to beat the Patriots 33-21 to vault themselves back into first place in the AFC East title race. Buccaneers tamed the Panthers 32-6 to clinch their first NFC South title since 2007. And hours after clinching the NFC East, the Cowboys put an emphatic stamp on the title, blasting Washington 56-14. Dak Prescott, four touchdown passes. SRN Sports.
First National Bank's electronic banking system is safe, secure, easy to use, and will make your life easier. Our system is accessible from your computer browser and from mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Save time, effort, and money in managing your personal finances. Visit fnbhuachula.com to try it out for yourself. We know that you'll be pleased.
The NBA's virus numbers continue to rise. By late afternoon Sunday, the number of NBA players disclosed by teams as being in the protocols was up to 111. The real number, though, considering some teams had yet to update injury reports, was believed to be slightly higher, and some teams were stuck simply trying to piece rosters together just to try and play. The NHL will emerge from an extended holiday break with taxi squads and other roster revisions to guard against more disruptions and try to preserve their season. Each team will be allowed to have a taxi squad of up to six players and to make emergency recalls from the minors if COVID-19 absences would cause anyone to play without a full lineup. The taxi squad is set to be in effect until at least the All-Star break in early February. And the virus hitting college football, this week's Fenway Bowl and the Military Bowl scuttled. Officials fear more cancellations may be coming. This is SRN Sports.
All right, I'm JJ filling in for Glenn on today's Hardy Midday. Thank you so much for joining us. Hardy Midday is sponsored by our good friends at First National Bank of Wauchula. They've been serving Hardy County since 1960. When you need to do banking with First National Bank of Wauchula. Thank you so much again for joining us. Tune back in tomorrow at 12:05 for Hardy Midday. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.